You are a holistic professional who is here to change the world, and your time is now. But how do world-changing holistic professionals grow and scale a thriving business on their own terms, working less than they're working now, without sacrificing their lifestyle and freedom, and actually having the impact their soul desires? Inside this podcast, we dive deep into making this possible for you. Our mission is to help you create a successful million-dollar business so you can have more impact in the world. And that starts with a scalable signature program. I'm Shelley Ryuta. Welcome to the Holistic Millionaire Podcast. Ready to change the world? Let's go. Welcome back to the Holistic Millionaire Podcast. So excited to connect with you and so excited about the topic of this week's episode. We're going to be talking about the three steps to start a new era in your holistic business, because that is actually what is going on right now. So when this topic came through, it's something I've been talking about for the last week, but have been feeling for the last 6 to 8 months. And so if you've been feeling like the ground underneath you has been shifting and you are moving so quickly and so many things are shifting in your holistic business, in your life, you are not alone, right? So much rapid transformation. We've been using that phrase rapid transformation for the last few years. And now more than ever, we are talking about rapid transformation to the point that we're talking about a pivot, that you are actually starting a new era in your holistic business. For some of you, you are launching your holistic business for the first time. You might have been in another career and you're finally going into alignment, launching your holistic business. Many of you have been a holistic professional for a while, but you're feeling that call to really go into a new level of your holistic business. So wherever you are on the journey, we are there for you. So when I looked up, what does it mean to start a new era? So the definition of an era is a long and distinct period of history with a particular feature or characteristic. So if you reflect on the last era of your life, looking at kind of what that unique feature, characteristic of that was, and then reflecting on that really to then make this distinct shift in this new era of your holistic business. What is the particular feature or characteristic of this new era? It's setting a whole new tone, a whole new possibilities for you, new directions, new expansions. So this is the kind of energy, the potency of what is going on right now. So I'm going to just walk you through the three steps to really start that new era in your holistic business. So the first is to really begin to shed the previous era. You know, when we talk about making transitions and shifts, it's hard to go from one era to the next era overnight, right? There tends to be a transitional process. So the first step in any transition, when we're leaving something behind, stepping into new energy, and many of you have been already doing this. So when I start to dive into this, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I've been doing this for the last, you know, year, last few years, or the last 3 months. Whatever time frame it's been happening for you. But there might be another layer that is necessary to really keep the energy clear, clean, and fresh with what you're stepping into. So with this first step is what needs to be released. What cannot be brought with you into the new era? And it can be habits, it can be ways of being, it could be the kind of work that you did in your holistic business that a door is closing on a certain facet of the holistic work and a new door is opening, right? So what needs to get left behind? It could be a certain way to serve clients. It could be certain clients that you used to serve in a previous era that it's not a good match for you anymore. So begin to reflect on what needs to get released. The other thing is releasing can take the form of physical releasing, decluttering. It can be moving homes. I've been talking with a lot of clients who are talking about moving homes and different times when my clients are just moving really rapidly. Oftentimes they're going to want to redecorate their homes, or they're going to altogether want to move to a different home. So if you're feeling like shifting physical locations, for some of you, it might be moving across the country or going to live in another country. Really follow that, you know, what needs to be released and what needs to be stepped into to make room for the new era, the new tone, the new characteristics of what you're stepping into. So just take out a piece of paper and just write down everything that needs to be released, even if you have been doing releasing for the last year or the last few years. Oftentimes, there's another layer that needs to go. The other thing that needs to be released is soul patterns. Everyone now is being called to release old conditioned self patterns, soul patterns that no longer serve you. A lot of times when we're repeating soul patterns, it's like repeating something that doesn't need to get repeated anymore, right? It's just a familiar way of being, a familiar pattern. And a lot of times people hang out in an old pattern longer than they need to. You've learned the lessons, you know, the pattern doesn't need to be with you anymore. So you have to fully release the pattern. So what are some soul patterns that you may need to release? The other thing with releasing as well, it can be releasing old identities. How have you been showing up? And that can be reflected in an old pattern, but what are the identities of the conditioned self that need to get released? When I work with the clients in the holistic business school, we're talking about moving from that arc of moving from victim into full empowerment. And it's moving from inhabiting the different dimensions of your conditioned self to making that transition to fully inhabiting the dimensions of your authentic self. There's so much to explore in all the facets of your authenticity. Another way of reflecting on it is I have a training called, do you want to live the drama of your conditioned self, or do you want to live the adventure of your authentic self? And I would love for you to write that down and to keep this in mind, because it is such a great thing to remember. Like, do you want to create an era that has adventure, expansion, joy, abundance, love, connection, freedom? All the different, what are the characteristics of this new era? And step into those and really, really inhabit that adventure and freedom of the new era, because it can be any way you want it to be. And because you're a soul of service, before you came into physical form, you did craft a divine destiny. So we're talking about lining up with the biggest, brightest, most expansive dimension of your divine destiny. The divine destiny that you are like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm dreaming. This is so, so good. This is the kind of thing that I want you to really set the tone for your new era here. Number two, when we're talking about the three steps to start a new era, this is really about stepping into a new level of self-love and self-permission. This is you loving yourself at an even deeper level and giving yourself permission to have it all, right? That deserving, that receiving, giving yourself like you are the most loving parent and you want your child to just have everything their heart desires, and you want to have them be so joyful and happy and to live their dreams, I want you to do that for you. Be the loving, wise adult that stands on the sidelines. And as you make these new key decisions to step into your new era, how do you step into the most exquisite, self-loving, you know, giving yourself the best permission to truly, truly have it all? The third step to start a new era is to really connect in a deeper level with your spiritual gifts and your spiritual voice. This is what I get so excited about for each and every one of you as you're listening, that we are creating a new destiny, a new era collectively. With each of you stepping into your new era, vision casting at the highest level possible, all of those new eras that are getting vision cast and stepped into with how we're talking in the podcast today, we're creating a new destiny. We're creating a new collective experience, which I think is so, so exciting. So stepping into that new collective energy, that new spiritual gifts, the new divine destiny, all of your spiritual gifts. This is about fully stepping out of the spiritual closet and really coming to the table visibly and powerfully in all your spiritual gifts and really expressing them as fully and completely, because we do need your gifts fully expressed in the world, your leadership, your spiritual leadership to guide your clients, you know, really step into that higher vision, be a beacon of hope and light and inspiration. So really unpacking those spiritual gifts, be visible with them, be unapologetic, share those gifts, speak them out loud, be visible in all the ways that you can to really show who you really are, right? This is about really bringing those inner qualities that are so beautiful and exquisite inside of you and making them more visible in the world. So isn't this exciting? Starting a new era. I have never felt this kind of pivot and shift. And I knew something was coming the last year because I was feeling the energy, but now it was just almost like a tidal wave of new energy coming through, new creations, new spiritual gifts coming to the planet. I'm so excited to be traveling this journey with you. And I do have to say that you as a soul of service, you as a listener to the Holistic Millionaire podcast, I just want to say I love you so much. And I love that you have come to the planet to be here, to share your spiritual gifts, to have this courage and love, this deep love in your heart for humanity, for the collective. And so I just want to acknowledge you. And if it has been intense for you, I want you to just wrap your arms around yourself, give yourself a big hug and say, I am so proud of you. And look at what you're doing. Look at what you're bringing forward. And to really, really celebrate yourself, your courage, and that you made it. You made it to this moment in time where you can step up to the plate and really share in the biggest way possible. So let's join hands, and we are just getting started, everybody. So sending you big love, and I cannot wait to connect with you on the next episode. And last but not least, if you have not joined us in the Rise of the Holistic Millionaire, make sure to join us over there. There are some things brewing that we're going to be doing over the next few months, and I don't want you to miss a moment. So all you need to do is go to Facebook, type in Rise of the Holistic Millionaire. You'll answer a few questions, and then you will come into the group, and you'll be able to get connected with all the activities that we have going on there. So sending you big love, and I can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We are so grateful you're here, taking the steps to become a world-changing holistic millionaire. If you love today's content, leave us a review on your favorite podcast listening platform and share your biggest takeaway. From there, screenshot your review, share it on your Instagram or Facebook stories, and don't forget to tag us. Every single month, we feature an amazing listener of the podcast who's given a review, and we want to make sure to highlight you, so make sure to leave your review. Stay committed to your mission and stay aligned with your authentic self. Together, we can change the world. I'll look forward to seeing you in next week's episode.